Welcome to the Mind Matters podcast, hosted by Gordon Bruin, a licensed clinical mental health counselor. In this insightful podcast, Gordon explores the intricate relationship between the mind and the brain, shedding light on the fascinating world of psychology and neuroscience. By delving into this complex interplay, the podcast will empower you with a deeper understanding of your mental processes, paving the way for personal healing and growth. Join Gordon weekly as he unravels the mysteries of the mind, offering valuable insights and practical guidance for your mental health and a more profound connection with your inner self.
You address the issue, especially around the holidays, some of the emotions and feelings that come up around Christmas time with families. To address the issue of family stress and also the feeling that we struggle with of being alone. And some who are alone at Christmas. I work with a lot of young single adults in their mid to late 20s, early 30s who are single and find it, they just have an aching inside of them to find a partner. And many of them have talked to me about this through the years. They want to hang on to hope, believing that something positive is coming. But when they keep coming across negative dating experiences, then sometimes they find it really, really difficult to continue to move on. And in those situations, really, all you can do is just be there for them, understand. And at the end of the day, so think of this. At the end of the day, we're all alone in our heads. And if you think about it, the vast majority of every single day is just alone with ourselves and with our thoughts. Even in a committed relationship, if you were to document the actual time spent communicating, it's very, very small during the day. Even in the house, you're off doing your different things. Most of the time, you're alone in your head. So the work is to be good company with yourself. Learn to be okay with being silent. Learn to be okay just being in your own skin. And I know that's extremely difficult for most of us to do. But that's where the work of mindfulness comes in, self-compassion. Because inside of us, we have a critical judge, a part of our psyche. Some have referred to this as what's called a superego. It's a part of us, and no matter what we do, it's not good enough, right? And then we have this other part of us that's on the complete opposite end of the spectrum that eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die, right? Don't judge me. Don't criticize me. I'm doing whatever I want to do. And then the ego is in the middle. So we got these three parts of our psyche. And the work of mental health through mindfulness is to be grounded more in what's called the ego, being present here in the now. Being okay with ourselves. And many times we do have to wrestle with struggling thoughts, feelings, and emotions, temptations that come upon all of us from time to time. We're all always struggling with that. You know, there's been, since I'm doing this podcast on the road, I don't have the book right in front of me right now, but there is a book that's entitled Willpower is Not Enough. And I remember in that book, there's a study that people wore beepers. And throughout the day, the people who are doing the study just would contact them and ask the individual, what is it that you're thinking right now? What are you feeling? What are you thinking? And if I recall correctly, it was about 40 to 50% of every single respondent said that they were struggling with a temptation, a desire, food, anger, sex. They were wrestling with those emotions on a regular basis. This is just throughout the day. Because that's what the mind does. It's always moving. Wandering mind. That's why learning to be engaged in a task is finding a purpose, creating a purpose is so important. There's something in our brains called, that some neuroscientists have called, the default mode network. And what the research has shown, as they take a picture of a person's brain as they're thinking, or not thinking on something specifically, with things called PET scans, fMRI, it's fascinating that when we're thinking, totally engaged and focused on something, our brain tends to quiet down. And there's more peace to it. And when we're done with a specific task, and then our mind starts wandering and starts, it's kind of like, I don't know, the vision just came into my mind of a lighthouse, right? The lighthouse just keeps going around and around and around, and the light just is going around in a circle. That's what a wandering mind is like. And a focused mind is when the lighthouse stops and it focuses on something. And the research shows that a focused mind is a happy mind and a wandering mind is an unhappy mind. And actually the brain becomes way more active. It lights up. It means all sorts of parts in our brains are firing up when we're not focused on something. And so I go back to this place of loneliness. When we feel we're not connecting with people, or there's family stress in relationships, our mind tends to be wandering. So this holiday season, or in relationships that you're not, just working with some ideas with you right now. Try to be, make an attempt, an intentional attempt to be more focused on something particular that is positive. Let's say, for example, that you're going home for Christmas, or you're being with a group of people, family get together, and you don't enjoy the company of some of those that you're around. They just irritate you. Most everyone that I've talked to, and I've talked to on this subject, say, yeah, I talked to a young man this last week. He says, we're getting together with family. It was for Thanksgiving, actually. And he says, oh man, I don't like my father-in-law. He just irritates me to death. And then he said the number of reasons why. But he loves his mother-in-law, loves, you know, the other, you know, siblings of his wife in the family. I said, well, focus on them intentionally. Don't focus on the negative person. Put some boundaries up. You know that they're there. It's just the same as we all wrestle with triggers, temptations, desires that are not in our best interest to follow through with. Just, we can't get rid of them. But what you do intentionally, you can control. I'm going to focus on building my relationship with so-and-so. I'm going to focus on this. I'm going to focus on that. And for those who are alone, now this might be a stretch. If you're feeling lonely, find something intentionally to put your mind on and reach out to somebody. Go in your mind, past friends, if you use Facebook, or you know, call or text. I mean, seriously, that's a stretch. You can say things like, so it's really interesting. We have a family relative, or a couple of them actually, on my wife's line. Wonderful young girls. In every holiday, whether it's Easter, Thanksgiving, Christmas or something, Halloween, they'll always send a text. always. That's the only time we talk to them. They'll say, hi, just thinking of you. Have a happy, or a happy Christmas, happy Halloween. Hope you're doing well. And then they send a picture or something. Just reach out to somebody. Do something intentionally. And try to focus on a positive thing, a positive relationship, or something that you are trying to do, rather than just sitting there in your aloneness. Because being alone, there's something inherently in us that's not comfortable with that. We're not supposed to be alone. I don't think we're supposed to be alone, right? That's why nature is encouraging us to reach out. So just don't be frustrated with yourself if you're lonely. It's a normal feeling. But don't let it consume you. Don't give it too much energy. Take that feeling of being alone and intentionally strive to do something with it, to connect with someone, and have some compassion on yourself also, okay? If you're struggling, which most everybody is, with what I call triggers, temptations, desires, for things that in your best interest would not, it wouldn't be in your best interest to follow up on doing those things. Whether it's drinking, drugging, immorality, inappropriate relationships, and you know what I mean, but in anything, online, whatever it is, if you're struggling with those things, just know you're normal, okay? Every human being struggles with those things. Back to that study, you know, about 40 to 50% of the time, if people are really honest, these are people, they're approaching them and having their beepers go off when the study was done, you know, at random times throughout the day. This is when they're at work. And if you even notice at work, I mean, there's been studies done on that. How much of work time is spent not focused on a particular task? You're daydreaming. You're just looking at the clock. You're trying to figure out, oh man, how am I going to make it another 3 hours here at this job? And then you try to get back on a task perhaps that you hate to do. I know, I'm just kind of wandering in this podcast, but I'm also thinking of, you know, a story that I heard yesterday, and it relates in a way to what I'm talking about, of a person went for a job interview, and it was the human resources director interviewing this person. And at the end of the interview, the person being interviewed, the guy who was looking for a job, and they were talking about dealing with fears and stuff like that, and the interviewee asked the interviewer, say, what would you do? What would you do if you weren't afraid? What would you do if you weren't afraid? And the human resources director got a tear in her eye, and she said, I would quit this job that I can't stand. That's what I'd do if I wasn't afraid. But I'm afraid I'm not going to have enough money. I'm afraid I'm not going to be able to take care of my family. I'm afraid I'm going to lose my insurance. And so that fear was keeping her coming to work at a job she didn't really like. So another thing to focus on, find your purpose. Finding a purpose that you really, really want to sink your teeth into. What do you want to do with your life? And back to another thought that I heard earlier this week, you know, by a prolific business person. It says, purpose must be deliberately chosen and then acted upon. And I think some of us have such low self-esteem that we don't think we're we can find a purpose, or that even if we had a purpose, that we can trust that we could make it come about. But this is what I would say to you. Just start. Believe, dream. This is your life. Create new relationships. If you're feeling alone through this holiday season, do something about it. Do something about it. Don't just accept it. Reach out. Reach out. Risk. Back to the classic statement by Helen Keller, right? Life is either a daring adventure or nothing. I'm also just had a memory of, I think the guy's name was Albert Ellis. He was a psychotherapist. I can't remember exactly what his particular bent was on rational emotive therapy, I think it was. And he talked about dealing with these negative voices in our heads. And so he was a single guy, and he says, I'm going to see what's going to happen. I'm going to go to the park, and I am just going to ask a number of women. I'm just going to go to the park, sit on the bench, or sit next to women, and I'm going to ask them on a date and just see what happens. And boy, think about how risky that would be, right? He did this long before the protection of the internet, where you can throw things. I mean, he was actually going and sitting down next to a pretty lady on a bench and just saying, hi, my name's Albert. Nice to meet you. I'd like to take you out for coffee or something like that. And what he said, he did it, faced his fears. 95 to 98% of the women said no, thought he was kind of strange, but a couple of them actually went out and had coffee with him. And then this is what he said. He said, I discovered that nobody got angry at me. Nobody yelled at me. I didn't die. I survived through that. I did one of the most difficult things that I could ever imagine doing. And I was fine afterwards. And I actually got a couple of dates from it. So remember, and this is a little more of the statement by Helen Keller, where she says, security does not exist in nature, nor do the bulk of the children of men ever experience. Avoiding difficult things is no safer in the long run than outright exposure. Life is either a daring adventure or nothing. So this holiday season, wherever you find yourself, if you're lonely, or if you find yourself in situations where you just need to go be with family members you'd prefer not to be with, you be intentional. You take charge of the situation. You choose what you're going to focus on in these situations, and just see if it makes a difference, rather than simply responding to the way other people are. Don't give other people power over you. Take your power back. Be strong. And again, back to the overall mindset that I subscribe to in my life and believe that is helpful. Can-do attitude. I'll figure out a way to do things. Develop a healthy sense of humor. Learn to quit taking yourself so seriously. And when you've made mistakes, if you've delved into things that temptations, desires, triggers, and you've participated in things that are, you know, that are not in your best interest, forgive yourself. Forgive yourself. Pick up. Move on. Okay? And then, okay, so can-do attitude, healthy sense of humor, zero victim mentality, refuse to be a victim. I'm not a victim. You're not a victim. The world doesn't owe any of us a living. I've seen so much suffering as so many sit around waiting for something to come to us. Like, without us going out and making things happen. Sometimes things just fall into your lap. Kind of rare. Just be purposeful. Make things happen. And when bad things happen, okay, this is the fourth thing. So, number one, can-do attitude. Stronger than you think you are. Number two, healthy sense of humor. Number three, zero victim mentality. Number four, this is a big one. When bad things happen, when you disappoint yourself, when you do not live up to your standards, get over it. Take off your thin skin. Get over it. Just get up. It doesn't do any good to wallow around in that stuff. It just doesn't do any good. Just get up. You can do it. Keep moving forward. Whatever it is, you can do it. All right. Happy holidays.
Thank you for joining us. If you want more in-depth knowledge and tools to aid your recovery journey, check out Gordon Bruin's book, Recovery Simplified. Gordon dives deeper into the complex mind, offering a comprehensive guide to the recovery process. To get your hands on this priceless resource, visit our website at gordonbruin.com, where you'll find more information about Recovery Simplified and how it can be a powerful companion toward healing and personal transformation.